Hi, and thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Shaney. Can I start by getting the zip code to look at the account, please?
84737.
Okay, and that's 84737?
Yes.
Okay, thank you for that. I may have the first and last name on the account, please.
Mark Crosby.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Crosby. Can you verify your address for me?
4163 West, 2780 South Circle, Hurricane, Utah.
All right, thank you so much for that verification. And I do see I have your last order that you placed with us back on the 6th of this month for your Ultra Pure. You ordered 3 boxes of it?
Yes.
Okay, how can I help you?
There were, it was billed out on my credit card on the 9th, I believe. That's what I see on my bank account. And then I see that there is a credit that has been attached to it today on the 15th. For the same amount. Do you know why?
I'm showing some notation on the account that the account was canceled and refunded because the product was sent back.
Where did you send it?
Let's see. The address that we have on file is the 563 West 2150 South. It's not the hurricane address on that one. Did you set this order up online and add that address on there?
This is the third time. This is I'm not going to deal with it anymore, but this is the third time they've done that, and I've had it removed twice. That address did not exist. I had two different people like you tell me that address did not exist anymore. I needed the product. I talked to her. She said, we're shipping it to 40s, you know, my address, 4160. She showed no other address on there, but every darn time you go to ship it, it's to that address. You either send me product for free, check me out, I want you to send me this next one for free, or I'm going to just go elsewhere.
And I do apologize. I'm not sure as to what happened as far as you not receiving it.
This is the fourth person that's apologized. This is the fourth person. This has happened over and over, and I say, are you sure that that other address, I only lived there for a few months while my home was being built, and it keeps going to my friend's house. They turn around and send it back because they're sick of it, and so am I. So how can you not get it right? You're not going to be able to do it either, ma'am.
I promise you, Mr. Crosby,
I talked to you before. I talked to you before, Shaney. I remember the name. You were one of the very first ones I talked to and guaranteed me that it would not be shipped to that address. That address did not exist.
Fortunately, Mr. Crosby, the last person that you spoke with was, let's see. The last time you called in, you spoke with one of our agents named Tiffany on the 7th of February.
Okay.
Now, I do apologize again, Mr. Crosby, about what happened, but I'm going to explain to you what happened with the account. And I can guarantee you that this will be updated because you've spoken actually with one of the supervisors. What happened is on your account, your specific order as far as when you placed it online, it went to a different side of our Omax ordering system. So therefore,
you have a different side of your ordering system? Why do you have a different side of your order?
I'll explain that for you as well. Now, when you call in to place orders, we have that particular section. And then when you place orders online, because you have access to the account and to manipulate the account. So it's in a separate
system. I've never placed an order online. I've told them to release to me every other month, but I've never placed an order with you online.
Okay. So the original order for your Ultra Pure, the 3 boxes, you never originally placed that order online.
The years ago, yeah.
Right. It kept it on that side, Mr. Crosby. So what happened
But it wasn't at that address. I did it at a totally different address.
And I understand.
West and West Point.
I understand. But for whatever reason, Mr. Crosby.
So this is the way we'll resolve it, Shaney. This is how we're going to resolve it. You're either going to send product to me free to this address, or the only way I can deal with you is to cancel my order for 3, 6, 8 months, till I'm purged from the system, and then come back in as a new customer at this address.
Okay. Now, I understand that you're upset and all of these returns have been going on, Mr. Crosby, but I can guarantee you my word as far as I already see what happened as far as the account, why it kept going to the different address. I've corrected that. Now, again, I understand what you want me to do. As far as a free shipment, I don't have a way to send you anything for free. The account was canceled. It was refunded.
Has authority to do that.
We don't have the authority to send out free shipments, and I do apologize about the misunderstanding as far as the order not being sent to you. Now, that was an error on our part as far as your billing address not being correct, but I don't have a way to send you free shipments, sir. Now, if you'd like, you can go to our OMAX Health website, and you can put into customer care.
I'd like to just cancel.
Okay. I'll go ahead and take care of that for you now.
I don't trust anyone at OMAX. Are they recording this call and can bring it up in a business?
Yes, sir.
I hope. Yeah. To have this call go, I don't have any idea how this happens on my end. I don't do anything wrong. I need your product. I want your product.
I'll tell you what, Mr. Crosby. This is what I can do for you.
Customer because they can't keep the address straight. They don't know what they're doing. There is no way that address should be in there because three of you have told me it's not in there. It's gone. I guarantee you, Mr. Crosby, this isn't going to happen again. I looked at my credit card and went, where is this stuff? And here it is, rejected. It must have gone to my neighbor's house. She's so ticked off, she won't even tell me anymore. That's where we're at. I don't know how to deal with you other than to cancel. Can you help me do that? Can I get off of the automatic billing? All
yes,
of that
sir.
Stuff? I just
the account
I,
was
I may
already
or may not
canceled.
Start over. If I can find something else, it's a great product. My wife and I both use it. We love it. We just can't get it from you. It always gets sent back.
And I understand your stance on this, Mr. Crosby, but again, I looked over the account. If you could put your faith in what I'm telling you that I can get the reshipment out for you, we can go for it one more time. What I'm going to do is if you want to place the order, we can go ahead and place the order today. I'll give you a call in a couple of days, make sure I keep following up with you to see whether or not you got your order on time. And I can guarantee you, you're going to receive it if I ship it for you today.
Do you see a conversation with you anywhere in my conversation?
No, sir. Nope. Wait. I take that back. Hang on one second. You spoke with me.
Yep.
On January the 22nd, in which I did, I changed the frequency and how you were going to receive it. That's the only thing that I did at that time. Now, when you changed the address, you spoke with a different agent.
This is the third or fourth person I've talked to. The ship to address.
Yeah, the ship to address when you first called in, let's see, on the 22nd. Yeah, that's when you spoke with me. We changed the frequency of it, and we also updated the 563 address. Mm-hmm.
Correct. You updated that to get rid of it. I haven't been there. I don't live there. I've been here since September. See, Shaney, we did talk, right? You stand corrected. We talked. I talked to you about the address. You guaranteed me, and you're guaranteeing me again.
Well, I guaranteed you we changed the frequency. I didn't update the shipping at that time. The next agent that you spoke with after me was the one that updated the address for you.
How about two before that? You showed two before, Shaney. I just don't understand how that address continues to exist in your system. If it's purged out and they said, yes, it doesn't exist anymore at all, Mr. Crosby. And I said, I don't believe you. And they said, it doesn't. I said, okay, I'll try this one more time, Tiffany, if that's her name. Mm-hmm. So I'll try this one more time. And by dang, if you didn't send it to the old address. It's impossible. You're saying it's impossible. You guarantee me. The only way to guarantee it is to cancel my order, completely cancel my order, and start over.
And that's what we've done.
And my wife's hollering at me, don't do that. Don't do that because it'll get screwed up. We just don't believe, Shaney. We're so sorry. But
and that is understandable. But again, I can follow up with you if we go ahead and place the order today. I'll follow up with this account. I'll make it my priority every day. I'm here Monday through Friday, so we can make sure that you are going to receive your order, because I do understand that you're liking the product, and I can understand the hassle of, you know, you're charging my card, you're refunding it, we're shipping it, it's going to the wrong address. I do understand as far as you're losing faith in the company.
Yeah, I have no faith in the company, and it's costing you money to deal with me. Even though I'm a nice guy, I haven't sworn, I haven't said anything bad. I'm just frustrated that I can't get anybody at your company to get this right.
Okay.
And
well,
so,
how about we do this, Mr. Crosby?
I just want to cancel it. I just want to cancel
it. It was already canceled.
I want to move forward. Okay,
I think
good.
She
don't,
should have sent you an email confirmation.
Don't send me anymore. Just send the confirmation. I'm good. I'll either order the product down the road.
Okay.
I can't believe that customer service that's done this to a person four times won't say, hey, we screwed up. Here's some product. I own companies, and I do that. If I screw up four times in a row, I'd send product. And that isn't because I want something for free. It's just
well, no,
I've
Mr. Crosby, if I go ahead and place your order today, what I can go ahead and do for you, I can discount it the most that I can with my employee discount for you. And I'm pulling up my order screen. If you'll give me just a second, I'll give you the price, and then you can think about whether or not you want to proceed or not.
Can you tell me who your best competitor is?
As far as competitor-wise, again, there are multiple omega-3 fish oil products out there, but we are endorsed. We are ranked by the National Science Foundation as far as our purity standards. So I can't put
right,
in comparison to what we're compared to, because there is no comparison to Omax products in my opinion. And that is not
sure.
only because I work here, but I also take the products myself.
But there's no comparison to how screwed up you are.
I'm sorry.
It's just,
but if
no
I go ahead and place your order today
bad
for you, Mr. Crosby, what I can do is I can get you a 2-month subscription at a half off discounted price. It would be $48 for both. And the regular for one box is $39.95.
How much would three boxes be?
I don't have the ability to do the three boxes anymore. Again, that was an online promotional offer as far as when it first placed.
One box at $48.
No, it would be two for $48. So you're going to get a 2-month subscription. It would be $48, and it would be every 2 months that you would receive them.
I'd get it for $24 a box.
Mm-hmm.
Two boxes. But
every
2 months.
But you need three.
Yeah. That's how it's been set up.
I know, but that particular offer is, once we cancel the accounts, unfortunately, again, it's on our part that we had to cancel, but that particular offer is not available anymore to re-sign up on. And also, I'm trying to get it at the lowest price possible. So if I do it individually, it's going to bill you the individual retail price for each, which is why I put it on the subscription so I could cut it down the best discount as possible. And that's going to be the lowest with the two boxes. Now, if you wanted to add an additional box, it wouldn't be on a subscription. So that would make you end up calling us back. However, I can get you a 6-month subscription for $144. That's going to get you six boxes every 6 months for $144. And once you receive them, if you feel like you're going through them, I do know that you need three boxes. But once you get close to running out, you can always move up your bill date to get your next six boxes out. But that is going to be the best and the lowest discounted price that I have for the Ultra Pure.
So what you're telling me, Shaney, is I can get two boxes for $48. Is
mm-hmm.
that true?
Yes.
And how long can I do that?
It's going to be your locked-in price as long as your account is open.
Okay. How can I get that every month?
If we go ahead and place the order for you, Mr. Crosby, what I can do you have to let the order process. So it takes about 24, 48 hours to process. Now, we can change that frequency on the 2-month subscription, so you're getting it every month. Does that make sense?
Yeah. That's what it would work out best to get two boxes
Every month?
Every month, yes.
Okay.
Two boxes every month. But I just don't think this is going to happen right, Shaney. I don't know how you're going to get this right.
And I'm trying my best, Mr. Crosby. The only thing that I can say to you is, again, we can place the order. I'll give it 48 hours. I'm going to give you a call. I'm going to double-check the account, make sure everything's shipped out. I've triple-checked your address to make sure. And by me placing it on my order screen, it's going to go exactly where it needs to go. But I'll make sure that I put you on my top priority every day that I come in so I can check your account for you.
Have you canceled my old subscription?
Yes, sir. It has been canceled.
So I don't exist in your computer.
You exist, but it's showing the account was closed out and also the refund was issued. And you should have received a confirmation email on the 12th.
So my account was shut down on the 12th?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Let me look and see. Let's see. Let's just take a look. On the 12th. Got it over. Hey, there's March 8th, March 10th. Okay, OMAX subscribe and save cancellation. Hi, Mark, your OMAX subscribe and save has been canceled at your request. See, and that's what's odd is I didn't request it on the 12th.
And per the return, it was considered in the system as a request to cancel.
Okay. You see how screwed up OMAX is?
I understand, Mr. Crosby, and I don't know what else to say to try and. I don't. I actually don't, and this is the first time. This is like the worst case I've ever had, and I really want to rectify the situation.
Yeah, it's just incredible to me as a business owner how that works. I mean. I'm sorry. There should have been nothing existing on my previous, that 563 address. There just should have been nothing existing. And that's the only way to do it is to completely cancel me out, refund me the $103.
Mm-hmm. And start all the way over. And we can start over on this end where I know it's going to come to you. And again, I can do the follow-up calls for you to make sure we got you right on track.
So can they expedite this?
I don't have a way of expediting the shipping because we ship through USPS, so it's going to come priority.
It never comes priority. It takes days to get here, as far as I know. But anyway, okay. Jesus is kind of into forgiveness till 70 times 7. Do you know that and understand that? He's into forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm into forgiveness too, but I don't want to go 490 times. Does that make sense? Until
it
70
does.
Times 7.
It does.
So I'll try this one last time. My wife is screaming, don't do it. But I'll try it and work things out with her, and we'll see how you do. 2 boxes every month at $48. I'll stick with that, and that we'll give it a shot, Shaney.
Okay. Now, remember, Mr. Crosby, how I told you we're going to place your order for your 2-month subscription at $48 today. Next 2 days, 48 hours, I'm actually going to write this down so I can give you a call back, and we're going to change the frequency date so you can get it monthly.
That's correct. That I was going to say, I know you need to call me back and reconfirm that we're going to monthly.
And good contact number for you, it's going to be the 801-678-0701.
Yes.
Okay, and good email is going to be greatwill@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay. So if I don't reach you by phone, I'll email you, okay?
So how are you getting that information if you canceled me?
That was your confirmation. Remember the email that you read to me? That was your confirmation of
right.
the other order being canceled and refunded. Right.
Okay.
So that's done.
Okay.
Now what we're
but
doing
when
right
you
now.
Hang up, I no longer exist at 563.
That is correct. The address that I do have is 4163 West 2780 South Circle, Hurricane, Utah 84737.
That's all you should show for me.
That's it. Nothing else.
And if it happens again, I'll be done. That's it.
Okay.
I'll just be done. I've been so patient. I really have.
And you have, and I appreciate that. Okay. And are we going to pay with American Express, Discover, MasterCard, or Visa?
It'll be a Visa.
Okay. You can go ahead with the card number whenever you're ready.
4602-7541. Let me grab the card to make sure it's brand new. I had it compromised, so I had to get a new card. I think I have the number memorized. Yes. 4602-7541-2936-7898. 02 of 24.
Okay, and the security code.
093.
All right, I'll get your order processed for you. It's going to be 48 even. Okay, and I do have a confirmation number for you if you're ready for that.
You can just email it to me.
Okay, you should be receiving an email shortly.
And then I'm hoping they don't make me up on the freight and charge me $35 freight trying to make their money back.
Oh, no. Mm-mm. And actually, I'm trying to see if I can move your next ship date for you to next month on the 14th. Yep, I got you all set. So you don't have to call back. I got your next shipment date for the 14th.
Of each month.
I got you for the 14th of April. I'm going to double check it in the next 24 to 48 hours to make sure that it's going to stay on the monthly subscription, okay?
Okay.
All righty. Well, I got you taken care of, Mr. Crosby. Is there anything else I can help you with? Because I'm going to call you within, let's say, today's Monday, so I'll give you a call Wednesday, okay?
That sounds great.
All right. And I do appreciate you working with us again, and don't lose faith in OMAX Health. I'll make sure that you get taken care of.
Okay, thanks, Shani.
You're
appreciate
welcome.
It.
Thanks so much for calling OMAX Health.
You bet. Bye.
Bye-bye.